The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Jonathan's Flooring and Construction.
Local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time to talk with Jonathan Cook, who is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, all about ways that you can remodel, do floors, fix your house, everything you could think of. He is our expert, and we're joined this morning by Howard Seaton, who is one of our marketing consultants here at the station. So welcome, Howard.
Well, I don't know a lot about flooring. That before I met Jonathan.
Right.
Now I know quite a bit. Great
okay.
guy.
So how you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Meg.
Well, tell us all about your company and how you came about and all the ways that you can help out people that are maybe thinking about making some changes, all those good things.
Right. So we do have a lot of different things that we offer and things that we can help people out with. I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We started in 2005, so it's been almost 21 years. I think September would be 21 years.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, coming up
yeah,
next month.
Yeah, quick.
So we do all sorts of home remodeling, flooring, flooring sales, you know, insulation and sales. But we do kitchen, bathrooms, we do exterior siding, windows, pretty much anything you can think of with a house except the mechanicals. So, you know, when it comes to like electrical, plumbing, you know, things like that, we sub it out. But all your general home maintenance and needs is what we would specialize in.
Well, you also have a showroom.
We do. So we have a store over on Palafox Street. So it's actually at 9320 North Palafox Street. And it's a fully stocked flooring store. Mm-hmm. So when I say that, like you have a showroom with all your material, you can pick something and order it. But we also have material in stock. So we stock vinyl plank flooring that people can walk in, buy, and just take and go install themselves.
Oh, that's great.
Carpet, tile, things like that. And sometimes we'll have, you know, like carpet remnants. So some people, we have some landlords will come in and ask us, you know, do you have any carpet remnants, things like that. And we try to save them in the back. So we never know what people are going to come in and buy or
right.
what they're going to want. So we got to kind of guess and mm-hmm. order ahead of time. But that's why we also have the showroom that you can just pick something. It takes us about 3 days to get it if you want to order it. So
okay.
so you can go either way with it.
So what's the address again and location?
Right. So it's 9320 North Palafox.
What are you near the landmarks? Around?
So we're at Palafox and 9 Mile right
oh,
there
okay.
next to CVS
okay.
Across from King's Buffet or Tractor Supply.
Gotcha.
We're right across from that. So I always tell people Palafox and 9 Mile, just
okay.
one block south of Palafox and 9 Mile. So you can always feel free to call. So you can just give our office a call at 850-332-5905. And they're there every day, 9 to 5. If you don't get anybody, just leave a message or call you back.
Okay.
But yeah, feel free to give us a call anytime.
Well, here's what I like, because he has such great expertise having done this for so many years, and he has a whole team of specialists that works with the company. So if, as I mentioned to him a couple of months ago, I'm really entertaining this idea of remodeling my bathroom, but what would I do? How do I go? What would be the first thing I do, and how does it work if I decided I wanted to use Jonathan's Construction?
So the best way to do it is call the store and set up an estimate. I mean, that's always the first step. And I encourage people just to do that if they're thinking about doing something,
mm-hmm.
whether they want to do it right now or not, because it just gives you a place to start. Sometimes the hardest thing is just getting started.
Well,
and
I'm
then
always
once
wondering,
you get started, then you get, I'm that way.
I'm like, not even sure what questions to ask.
Right,
I mean, like, I need somebody to come out and take a look at the situation.
Like, I want to do something, and I'll think about it for 6 months. But then once I start, I'm like, okay, now I'm going to get going and get
right,
it done.
You know?
And sometimes it's just because once you have somebody, like a professional, come in and say, hey, we can do this, this, and this,
mm-hmm.
it may be a lot less work on your end than you think. We may handle a lot more of the project than what you're thinking we're going to. Because I get that a lot when I come out at people's house and they're like, okay, well, what do I need to do or this or that? And I'm like, you don't really have to do anything unless you want to. All we really need is tell me what you want, get you an estimate, and we need access to the house. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's really it. We don't mind doing it while you're at work or working around your schedule. We don't mind people being there either way, but you don't have to put a lot of effort into it. So I always tell people, start with an estimate, and that kind of gives you an idea of what you want to do, and I can give you some ideas of how to make that possible and how to make that happen. And then also let you know how much it's going to cost, so you can start planning for that. Mm-hmm. We have financing too.
Well, you do, that's my next question. So you do have financing.
Right. Okay. And then from there, we can look at schedule, you know, mm-hmm. see what works for you. I mean, some people will be out of town, and we do it while they're out of town or during work schedule, school schedule, things like that. And then just get it scheduled and get it started.
Well, you'll probably laugh at this, but my whole life when I was at home, my dad was always doing projects with parentheses around it.
I think that's everybody.
And so for me, if I was going to do something, I would think, okay, dad's going to do this. 3 weeks later, a month later, your dad's still working on the project, right?
I think that's a little bit of everybody.
Right? So now tell me, you shocked me when I first met you and I said, well, how long is that going to take?
So it all depends on the project, right? But as far as like a bathroom remodel, if we're just talking about a bathroom remodel, it can be anywhere from, you know, I would say the quickest going to be done is 5 or 6 days.
Uh-huh.
And probably, you know, it could be 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer if we're doing like special countertops and ordering them and, you know, ordering frameless glass doors.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of that stuff, like, so we're coming and build a shower.
Right.
And then when we're done with the shower, we have to wait till the shower's finished and measure and order a frameless glass door for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that door's going to take 3 weeks to get. But we can't order it until we can measure the shower to get exact measurements.
Gotcha.
So it has to be when the shower's finished. Same way with the countertop.
Mm-hmm.
The countertop's going to be 2 or 3 weeks to get granite or quartz cut for it. But we can't do that until the cabinets are set. So when I say we could get the whole bathroom done in 3 weeks, but we may have things that we're waiting on
sure.
you know, to get pushed out. And we're pretty good about working with customers with that. Like we can cut, you know, a piece of plywood and put it on top of the vanity and hook their sink up so they have something to use while
uh-huh.
we're waiting on a countertop. And some people just say, hey, I'm going to use the hall bath. I'm not worried about it, you know?
Right, right.
Or we can put a shower curtain up if you really just want to start using your shower.
Well, just
you
planning
can even do
ahead.
One yourself. Yeah,
yeah. Planning ahead. So, I know it's going to be quicker than my dad.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, Jonathan, you know, with the baby boomers, we have an aging population out there. You know, you see so many parents that are, they either fall and then that's it. You know, they have a problem getting in and out of the bathroom. That's usually where it occurs. Do you go out there and do your, when you're remodeling, do you see much of this with your projects trying to like get it senior ready and everything?
We
like
do.
That?
We do.
Senior safe, I think
right,
we call
yeah,
it.
So, yes. So to be handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised some of your long-term health insurances will actually pay for that.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, you get like the long-term health insurance where it's mm-hmm. like, it's like for seniors as they age out and they pay for different things like Medicaid and things like that. And not Medicaid in particular, but I don't know the companies, but I know there's a couple that do it. And the reason I know this because people have hired us and had the mm-hmm. insurance company pay us to get their bathroom handicap accessible. One that comes to mind over on Scenic, we built them a whole shower, but the important part about the bathroom was we did it curbless
mm-hmm.
so that you could roll a wheelchair
yes.
into the shower.
That's huge.
And then widen the doors.
Mm-hmm.
So most bathrooms are going to have a 24-inch door. And if you have anybody in a wheelchair or a walker, you're not getting through a 24-inch door with it.
Also having a seat that you can
right,
put in there
right,
as well.
A seat in the shower. I mean, mm-hmm. you have those little shower chairs, but it's not practical. I
well,
mean, it's better
not
if you
safe.
Can build one and set a bench in there.
Those little shower chairs
right.
slip when they get wet. They're not as safe as having something that's a structure.
Yeah, and also grab bars. You'd be surprised.
Right.
Grab bars, people think that's something really easy, but if mm-mm. you don't have wood back there to mount it to and you're just putting inserts, then that's not really going to hold somebody if they fall.
Right.
So we need to tear the shower out. We need to block the wall with 2 baits. And so that way, when we're done building the shower, we know where it is and we can attach the grab bars to
mm-hmm.
it.
So do you see projects that come up like that? They said, oh, look, we're getting things adapted for our parents to come in or they're aging. We're not going to put them in an assisted living. We're going to try to keep up with this.
Modify the home.
They call you and they say, hey, help.
But you would be surprised at how many people in this generation, like the baby boomer generation, mm-hmm. they're doing it for themselves and they don't need it yet. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we will do remodels and they're saying, this is our forever house. So we want to mm-hmm. make sure, you know, we get the bathroom ready for down the road when they're older.
That's
smart. A lot of people, they don't want to be a burden on their kids. Mm. I hear that all the time from older people that we're doing stuff for. And when I say older people, not even really older people, not people that need it yet.
Right,
but
maybe in
the 50s. 50s or 60s.
Still working.
And they're like, hey, this
is
something I may need 10 years from now, and I don't want to be a burden on my kids. And while they're young enough, you know, they can still work on it and do it. We see that. That's pretty common. I would say that's more common than, you know, doing it for their parents or somebody older. I'd say more common the baby boomer generation getting ready for that. Down
yeah.
The
if you just joined us, talking with Jonathan Cook, who's the owner of Jonathan Construction and Flooring. Unfortunately, our text line is down today, but if you want to call in, you can at 850-437-1620. I will do my best to answer the phones. This could be very interesting. But if you do
you never
have
know
a question,
if you can get on the phone.
That's right. You never know. But if you do have a question,
I've fallen and I can't get up. Help. Yeah,
yes. But that I can't help you with.
Well, you can always call our store too. If you don't get your question on the air today, you can call us at 850-332-5905 and we'll answer it after the show, or Sherry will get you in touch with me. So
okay. So one of the things too that you've talked so much about, which I find so interesting, is what are some of the current trends, the way that things change. And I think that Pensacola is such an interesting community because we have the homes that are historical.
Right.
And we've talked a bit about that. And then you have the new construction and then everything in between. How do you keep up with all of it?
It is a lot. Sometimes, you know, I mean, it, like everybody, I see stuff on social media,
yeah.
YouTube and stuff everywhere, you know, and I'll see something. I'll be like, hey, that's a great idea. We go to trade shows, like we usually go to Surfaces in Las Vegas, and so we have a lot of different ideas and companies that present stuff to us. And also, I get a lot from my customers.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised that I go out to do an estimate. Somebody's like, hey, I want this done or I want that done. I'm like, I don't know how that's going to look, but in the end, it will look really good. And because you have to be able to visualize it. I'm a very visual person, but if it's not my vision, it's hard to see someone else's vision.
I understand that completely.
And you may come across a customer and she's like, hey, I can visualize this person. I'll be like, I can't see that, you know? Because that's my problem. Like, I can go out and look at a house and I can see it perfectly in my mind, but getting that across to somebody else, that's the hard part until it's done. So I will take a job and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is your plan. This is how we're going to do it, you know? And when it's all said and done, I'll be like, wow, this looks really good. And then I will incorporate some of that into my style.
Oh, I like that.
Coming forth to the next one, you know? So a lot of things that I've picked up along the way is really just experience doing it, you know? But we're seeing a lot of different trends, like gold. So
really?
Gold is coming back.
Interesting.
But it's more like a really dull brush gold. It's not like the bright, shiny,
maybe
cheap gold.
Brassier looking.
Like
in
brassier
a way.
Looking, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And you'd be surprised. People get so excited and they like it, especially like bathroom models and things like that.
So these are for what you're talking about, like fixtures, things like that?
Right. Uh-huh. So we're talking about like gold towel bars and, you know, the valve set and shower head handheld.
Yeah.
Handhelds are really popular.
In gold.
Oh, yeah,
my.
More of a brush gold. Towel bar set, mirror, light fixture.
Really?
Bathroom faucet. And then the Sluter strip, so the edging around the shower, we're doing gold.
And we can even
order a whole niche, a gold niche you just insert in the wall, and then we tile around it, put all your soap and stuff. It actually looks really good.
I'm just like laughing.
I know, because for the last 20 years, we've been taking all the gold out. It was big in the 90s.
Silver,
we've been taking it out.
Yeah.
Right, we're doing stainless steel, brushed nickel or oil rub bronze, like black is really popular.
Now
gold's coming back.
Well, on that note, I'm just hoping that avocado and mustard never come back.
I actually like the gold. So I would say bathrooms, you know, we're seeing a lot of gold come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was talking about earlier with the frameless glass doors instead of just regular shower doors. People really want frameless glass. Less is more. You know, they don't want all the tracks and handles and stuff like that.
Right, of course.
A bigger tile. People don't want grout lines, which I don't blame them. It's too much to clean.
They get dirty so quickly.
They do.
They really do.
If you look at like all your 80s bathrooms are all 4x4 tile, like pink and green and blue and all these colors, but you have tons of grout lines.
Right.
So bigger tile on the walls. Just things like that, you know. But every bathroom's different. Like we will do shiplap sometimes behind vanities and do accent walls. You're even seeing some wallpaper coming back.
Well, that's what was my next question, because you're talking about a lot of tile and that kind of thing, and then wallpaper sort of went out, right?
It did. It went out, but it's making a comeback.
Interesting.
But very bright and like standout wallpaper, not just like not just your basic
to go
generic.
With the gold.
Yes, yeah, something that kind of stands out, makes a statement.
Okay, well, if we're gonna talk about bathrooms, then we gotta talk about my favorite thing in the bathroom, which is the bathtub.
The bathtub. Okay.
So talk about bathtubs, because now we have hot tubs and
we have soaking tubs,
all that stuff.
Yeah, it used to be jacuzzi tubs were really big. They're not so big anymore.
Really?
No, not really. I think a lot of people have come to learn that they don't really use the jacuzzi as much as they think they're going to use it, you know? And so people, like I said, less is more. So people want that very clean, elegant look of just a standalone soaking tub.
Nice.
And that's if you have enough room in the master bathroom. I would say, depending on the size of the bathroom, the tile shower is the most important. And in a lot of cases, that may be all we're putting in the bathroom.
Right.
And if you have enough room, then a soaking tub in the bathroom. I do encourage people to try to keep one bathtub in the house. So I always say, like, you know, if we build a stand-up tile shower in the master bath, no matter how nice it is, we probably should put a bathtub in the hall bath. Because if you sell the house down the road and somebody has kids, they want to bathe them in there, things like that.
Or pets.
Or pets. So I always do encourage one bathtub in the house. But you'd be surprised. Sometimes people rip them out and they just want stand-up showers and a nice tile shower. I mean, it looks really good.
Interesting. Okay, so now we've talked a lot about construction and remodeling this morning, but do talk a bit about flooring. What are you seeing in those trends now?
So I would say we're seeing a lot of vinyl plank flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Explain
what that is. In case someone doesn't know, they've had a wooden floors their whole life, or they've had tile their whole life.
And
what is vinyl plank?
So vinyl plank is going to look similar to wood, or like I would say like your laminate floating locking flooring, but it's what it's made out of, it's the difference. So you can have a vinyl veneer, which is going to hold up to, like, you know, scratches.
It's a little glossier.
That's crazy, because I have a lot of people ask me for glossier, and most of it is more duller, more of a satin look. Even like a lot of our paint these days, a lot of people are getting away from the gloss.
So
we see more matte and satin than anything.
Interesting.
All the trim, a lot of it's satin, when it used to always be semi-gloss or high gloss.
Right,
you know?
I remember.
And so we're seeing that go to our cabinets. If you order new cabinets these days, most of them don't come glossy. They come like a satin finish. You order your flooring, most all your flooring's like a satin finish. A lot of people say that glossy, shiny look looks cheap. So they want it all to just flow together. So a lot of our flooring is going to have that satin finish. But we have a couple with a glossy finish if somebody wants that. And it depends on the style of the house. Maybe it will look good. But we're seeing a lot of vinyl plank, a lot of WCP products. So it's a wooden plastic core. I always say you get something with an attach pad. I feel like if it doesn't have an attach pad, they're just upselling you the pad. That's it.
Right.
Because when we order it, we can get it with or without pad, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're getting it without pad, it's just because they want to sell you pad additionally.
Good point.
So look for something with a pad. Tile's always going to be around. So I always like tile in like the kitchen and bathrooms, especially do a nice bathroom remodel. I like to do a nice shower and then bring the tile out on the floor. And wood is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, wood's been around since the beginning of America,
like
the very first houses.
That's what we had growing up.
Right,
yeah,
and
right,
if you go
us.
Downtown, it's in all of the
all
older
houses.
It's still there, still holding up.
Well,
it's not going anywhere.
I think it's amazing considering how much humidity and moisture we have here, and then plus the homes on the beach. So tile, wood, what's better when you're talking about our community? Because it's different, I think, than maybe up in Atlanta
it
or
is.
Somewhere like
it
that,
is.
Right?
And it's also different to where you're at in the community.
Right.
Are you in Pensacola Beach or in Gulf Breeze?
Or
closer
the north
to
the of
the water
county.
Or
yeah.
the north of the county.
Yeah.
Because that's going to make a big difference, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you're anywhere out towards the beach, I mean, for years, we've pretty much told people just put tile in everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Out anywhere on the water areas. Well, now that's kind of getting replaced with some tile, some LVP, so a luxury vinyl plank. I'd say it gives people more options. But you definitely want to stay away from the wood with all the moisture, because even if you get a solid, you know, true hardwood floor, it expands and contracts constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And that moisture is going to make it grow and shrink and grow and shrink. It's just not good for the wood. And if you have any sort of a laminate or press board core and it gets any sort of moisture, it's just going to swell up and it's going to be no good.
Mm.
So you really want to stick with, you know, that tile or LVP. you get up north of the county and you can put wood in and it's perfectly fine out there.
Right.
Or you can even do carpet, sheet vinyl. I mean, you got so many different options you can go with. So we're unique in that sense that depending on where you're at in the county will depend on sometimes what kind of flooring you need to.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook, who's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This is Pep Talk, the expert panel, and he is our expert this morning. If you want to call in, 850-437-1620. So when you talk about luxury vinyl plank, what's the difference between that and regular vinyl plank?
Well, I think it's all just called luxury vinyl plank now.
Oh, is
so,
it?
Yeah. So your regular vinyl plank
is
going to be...
why I'm not the owner of his company, okay? Right. This is why I'm just asking the questions.
But your regular vinyl plank, to that point, there used to be vinyl before luxury vinyl plank come out. Uh-huh. And it was just your basic, you know, vinyl, like peel and stick tile vinyl.
Right.
That they would put in instead of sheet vinyl. So you have the peel and stick vinyl and you have sheet vinyl. Mm-hmm. And so those were your vinyl options.
I see. Okay.
So then, because they want to rebrand it, they don't want people to think of it as like sheet vinyl or peel and stick vinyl. So then it comes out and says luxury vinyl plank. So that's where the luxury comes from.
Okay.
But it really and truthfully made its own category. It's really nothing like sheet vinyl or peel and stick anyway. So it's all within its own category.
Oh my goodness.
A step up from linoleum.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about sheet vinyl.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Remember those days.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, a lot of times if you have the older linoleum in your house, and people always ask, like, how much does it cost to take it up? And surprisingly enough, it's actually better to leave it down. So, like, when we come into your house and we put, like, plastic for a moisture barrier down, linoleum acts as the same thing. So if you have a linoleum down and it's stuck well and it's not bubbling or coming up or peeling up, that's a moisture barrier between your floor and your slab.
Right.
There's no reason to take it up. And so you can save that expense on the demo and just leave it down. And I mean, technically, you could save the moisture barrier expense as well, the plastic, if you were doing it yourself. Depending on what factory it is, we still have to lay a moisture barrier for the warranty. But if you're doing it yourself, you could just say, I'm just going to use the sheet vinyl as my moisture barrier, and I'm good, and I'll go with that, you know. One thing I do want to touch on, and because I actually saw this week, so it's crazy because, you know, you go through the week and then you see different things. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, that's something I need to bring to people's attention. So I went out to do an estimate Tuesday for this guy, and he wanted to put, you know, vinyl plank through his whole house. So his AC leaked and messed up the flooring in the hallway and living room.
Oh,
right?
No.
So he called the insurance company. Well, luckily with his policy, which he didn't think it was going to be enough to be worth it, but he called him anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with his policy, they had a matching clause, so they have to match everything in the house has to match. So they had to pay to replace the entire house, right? So all the old flooring's taken out. So I go out there and measure it, and he tells me, he's like, I've got the measurements from the insurance company. And I was like, okay. And he said it was like 1,250 square feet. But I went through and measured the house, and it was 1,700 square feet.
Oh.
But his insurance company is trying to pay him for 1,200 square feet.
Oh, interesting.
So I asked him, I was like, they measured the whole house? He was like, yeah, I think they did. But apparently they had missed, like, the whole master area of the house and didn't measure it.
Clearly.
Right.
500 feet or more, yeah.
Yes, and which is, you know, I mean, that's almost a third of the amount.
A lot of money.
So just seeing that happen this week, I would say, hey, anytime that you have, you know, damage to your flooring, one, call your insurance company and check.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to hurt to just ask. Because I see it from people all the time. They call us for repair and say, hey, I need to get this repaired in the hallway or repaired in the bathroom from the toilet leaking or kitchen sink or something like that. When the insurance company may pay to replace the whole house.
Right.
So it may be worth calling. And if they don't, they're just going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not losing anything. And then I would say, you know, get your estimate from the insurance company and double check that to a contractor. Have someone check that estimate. And because in this situation, I don't think the adjuster is trying to get over on the guy necessarily. He just missed it.
Yeah, he just made an error.
Right. He's just a person like everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's always good to double check, you know, behind them.
No, that's a great point. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, and I mean, those are just things you see over time and just doing it, you know, day in and day out. things like I would have never thought to bring that up or say that, but after seeing it, you know, then mm-hmm. you think of it. So just things you see over time, different things.
Well, I love that. I find you so informative. I learn something every week that you come in. Talking with Jonathan Cook, who is the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You do have a showroom. Why don't you give the address and everything again and how folks can get in touch with you? And is the estimate, is there a charge to the estimate or when you come out?
Right. No. So the estimate's free. Mm-hmm. It's always a free estimate. And we like to keep it that way because we encourage people to do estimates, like I said, just to see where you're at with things. So the last thing we want to do is charge for it. But you can give us a call, 850-332-5905. You can stop by our showroom, 9320 North Palafox Street. We're at Palafox and 9 Mile. You can look us up on Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Facebook. You can look us up on our website at Jonathan's Flooring. You can just stop one of our guys in the road and say, hey.
Come to my house, quick.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you so much, Jonathan Cook. We appreciate you being here. Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Thank you, Howard. He's our marketing consultant.
Great to see you, Jonathan. Keep up the good work.
Thank you both.
Appreciate it.